Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Peya Daf Chaf Dalet, the last full daf here in the second parak of Parak Ve'elu Mafsikin. And we had the Mishnah on yesterday's daf about the issues of Anada Ktsira HaMachayeves. And again, the Shiurim are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we spoke about what happens if the Ktsira happened by Goyim, by animals, by Listim, all different cases. And the last case was what happens if somebody was Kotzer half their field, harvested half their field, and the first half, the second half, all different permutations, as the Mishnah said. The last case was if somebody harvested half their field, so the other half, the second half, is supposed to have the payah in it, but instead they were makdish that half. Hikdish chetzeh, they were makdish the other half of the field that's still standing. So the Mishnah says, ha-podeh, miyada gizbar who knows in peyah lakol, whoever is podeh, because the chi of peyah is in that field, and whoever is podeh that has to give that peyah. That peyah belongs to the aniyim. If the kitsira happened, if I was makdish it at the time of before I cut it, and then the gizbar cut it, and then sold it. So then Rav Kiva Eger points out that if the Gizbar did the Ksiras, then there's a Ptur by Ksiras Hektesh, as we'll learn by the Sham later. But here, you didn't do that, right? You have it standing, the Kama, and then somebody was poed to the Kama. So then, who knows, Sam Peah Lakol, that did not, that Chiyah Peah didn't disappear. And we mentioned that being Makdish something has its own rules. I mean, Russell Gaborak, if it's Russell Hedyot, you don't need a full Maisa Kinyan when one gives something to the base of Migdash. There's a discussion in the Achronim, does that mean the Amira is a Maisa Kinyan, or it functions as a Maisa Kinyan, or you don't even need a Maisa Kinyan? That's a discussion. But what is the source for Amir Russell Gaborak, if it's Russell Hedyot? So there's the Rashbam in Baba Basra says, maybe based on a Pasuk, Kiyakdish is just being makdishit, the special Xeris HaKasiv, but the Yerushalmi in Kiddushin has a fascinating suggestion where Yerushalmi says it's based on Kinyan Chatzar. Lashem Ha'aretz Humaloa. Really, the whole world belongs to Hashem. But it's just that He gives us Rishus, so to speak, to pretend that stuff is ours. But the second that we would relinquish our own Rishus, relinquish our own little Bailus, then it would go back to the natural state of all belonging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lashem Ha'aretz Umloa. That's the Yerushalmi Kiddushin in the first parak dealing with that Mishnah of Amiraso Ligavoha. There is an interesting discussion of the Avnei Miluim, the Ksos in the Sefer Avnei Miluim, where he talks about Amiraso Ligavoha, he thinks could also apply to a non-Jew. Also applied to a non-Jew. The Avnei Miluim, the beginning of the Sefer, quotes, L'aniyaz Daiti Nira Devadai B'nei Noach Lechem Shem Bal Yachel. A non-Jew is not subject to the laws of delaying promises. V'lo misha mosas v'asecha tishmar. El ada amira l'gavoa hu kinyan gamur. Kimo misira l'hedyot. It's like a kinyan. And goyim have kinyanim that apply to them. V'im nadar l'havi karban havalei chov gamur v'govin min nechasim mishubatim. L'manda reshibu d'daraisa. And it's an obligation. It's a financial obligation, says the Avnei Miluim. So all the Achronim talk about this Avnei Miluim, how to understand. If you look at the Stipler and Avodah Zarah in Simon Beis, he says, V'lo mitoras mitzvahs nedarim v'isurim bal yachol mechayvin alei, because a guy is excluded from that. Ela mitoras dinim amenis, sh'ayis chayvus l'gavoa ki his chayvus l'hedyot de'is ve'chiyuva de'mamona. V'chol inyane v'dinim amenis, k'gon halvos, faknos, v'nezikin, v'onos, noe gabinachrim, v'u michla, mitzvahs dinim. This is all part of the mitzvah of dinim. That's a chiddush gadol. Now, that Milon says that this principle of amiras l'gavoa might apply to goyim as well. He then deals with, how does Avnei Miluim deal with the Rashbam that we just mentioned about Basra, that the special din of Amir Sol Gavoa is based on a special pasuk? You know, how would that be? So he discusses there must be two different types of dinim regarding Nadarim. Okay, that's the Kilos Yaakov, it's been based, discussing that Avnei Miluim. But that's about Amir Sol Gavoa. Okay, so the Mishnah, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says now, on Chav Gimel Amabez, Masnisa, the first line of the Mishnah. First line of the Mishnah was a field that Goyim cut down. If Goyim cut down the field, so then that's not a Ketzira HaMachayevis. They cut down the whole field. Or even if they cut down the second half of the field, if you remember. So Goyim cut it down, Listim cut it down. Says the Gemara, Masisa Bisha Katsru La'atzman. The case that there's a Ptur Pei is only if they cut it La'atzman. They cut it for themselves, meaning it wasn't that a Goy was working for the Jew. But they cut it La'atzman, it was their field. Right, rather, Rasirlio, Saisa Hasada Shalahem. Right, it was their field. or the Mara Fulda. V'lo b'shvil Yisrael. Right? Avalam Kitzrol Yisrael, but if they cut it for a Yisrael, Chayeves, so then the field would be Chayev in Peah. Be Chayev in Peah, even though it's the guy cutting it. But if the guy is cutting it for the Jew, Chayev in Peah. V'tani Nami, we also learned in a Braisa, Ein Sochrin Paul and Goyim, Ebnei Shein Ambakiyim Balaket. Right? The person should not hire out non-Jewish Goyim, non-Jewish workers, because they are not expert in the laws of Leket. We'll learn about the laws of Leket. Two is Leket, three is not Leket, and they're not Bekiyim. But it's clear from there that if you have a guy that is working in the field, there's still a Chiyuv of Leket there. There's still a Chiyuv of Leket. So that's why you shouldn't use the guy as the worker, because they are not Bekiyim in Leket. So this is a discussion. It's clear from our Gemara that a guy cutting the field would be Chayiv in Peah, would be Chayiv in Leket. So there's no Shlichus for a guy. We know from elsewhere, ain't shlichus la'akum. Right? So why would this be the case? Right? A goy can't be mafresh truma. Right? Mishnah is the beginning of truma. So why here would a goy be able to harvest the field in a way that would create a chiyuv of peah for the field? If you look in the Machane Ephraim quotes this Yerushalmi in the world of Machane Ephraim, this is a known Machane Ephraim. Machane Ephraim talks about in Shluchin Simin Yud Aleph. Okay, why is this a famous Machan Ephraim? Because the Magen Avraham discusses it on Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. The Machan Ephraim discusses, if I put up a ma'akeh by a goy, do I make a bracha? Right, many times the construction workers are non-Jews. What if I put up a ma'akeh with a non-Jew? Do I make a bracha on that ma'akeh? So he starts off with discussing the beginning of Bava Metzia, the first parak, where the Gemara there is machalik between if somebody picks up something for their friend, Tofis the Balchov, but Malcolm Shechov Lacherim, I pick something up for my friend who's owed money, but there's five other people that owed money, it might not work. And the Gemara says, what about this price? So the Gemara says, that's a poel. A worker is different. A worker is different. Why? Because Yad Poel ki Yad Balabai is dummy. That's the language of the Gemara there. A worker with a financial arrangement that is different than a shliach. And he asked, why? What's the difference between a worker and any shliach? If you want to say, because the yad of a poel, the yad of a poel, like the extension of the balabayas, shliach nami. What's the difference? By shlichus, we know that's the principle of shlichus, shlucho shalom kamoso. Ukebe silodami. And still it doesn't work. Right? Shlichus doesn't work. So why should a poel be more than a shliach? So he says, no, that's the chiddush. Aval pirush demil sahachi. The shliach shayni mishum shein adam yachol aso shliach sheyiskelo b'makom shachav lacherim mashein kein b'poel. The given the poel gufo konu l'balabayis l'gamre chashav yodo kiyar balabayis mamish. Right? Somehow poel, he says, the financial arrangement is stronger than a shliach. And it's mamish like the mishaleach, like the employer. The nimsa she'ein din apol v'ashliach shavim. The shliach she'rotza l'zachos l'chaveiro, hainu d'kecha d'kamachavim l'zachos l'chaveiro, if a shliach wants to do something for their friend, or if they have kavana, and if it's achov l'chayrim. And if he didn't have kavana l'zachos l'chaveiro, it's not kana. But by poel, it's automatic. A poel is like the balabayas, and whatever the poel does is part of what the balabayas does. And skip now. He continues and says, and you get that impression from the Yerushalmi and Peah. Because you have the Yerushalmi and Peah. What does it say here? That the goy worker for a Jew is going to create a chiv of Peah. So how is that? How is that possible? Right? It's just ksiras goyim. Ulefisa yeshlomar. Dim sochar poel. He says, if you're sochar poel, that's like you doing it. And therefore, that's why there's a chiv of poel. Based on this, he says, and therefore I would think if you ask a goy to put up a pie or a goy to put up a ma'akeh, you would make a bracha on that, says the Machane Ephraim. Because it's considered as if you yourself did it. That's number one. That's what's related to us. Once it's open, we say, ba'od, hayanira tam lomar, but then he says another answer, why he thinks that a Jew would be able to make a bracha on ma'akeh, even if a guy picks it up. Because he says, this doesn't even need shlichus. Some things need shlichus. You have a ma'isa that needs to be done, so you have to make a shliach in order to do that ma'isa. But, in a situation where all you need to do is to create a result, so is that shlichus? Right? If I give a guy something to tefilas kalim, I watch him, he puts it into the mikveh, he takes it out. Even if I fell down and it flew into the mikveh, and I saw it go to the mikveh, it would be okay. That doesn't need shlichus. Uba midi de lo boi shlichus. Uba lavach yachal chaver lasoso. Uma sha asa asu. Kagon benido di dan. Di tikin maak yashal chavero. Shalomi daito. If somebody fixes the fence on the roof of their friend, hareza shaper kinami aso goi. Chashev kilo aso yisrael. It's kilo, it's, he did it. And he quotes this Rashba about tfilas kalim. Kiban di tfilu yisrael shalomi daito. Masha asa asui. Tfilas goi nami mahani. And therefore, I think it would be okay. V'efshar lo majo time shall arrive. Shakata the shluch shalom kamoso. V'ivra v'cholu. He says that he thinks he can make a bracha on a poel. The Magen Avraham quotes this by Halakas Neiris. By Halakas Neiris Shabbos. An erev Shabbos, if it's somebody's running late and a woman gets a goy, is after shkia, a goy to light the candles after shkia. So it says the Magen Avraham, a Jewish woman can make a bracha on the lighting of the non-Jews' candles. Non-Jews lights the candles. You get bracha based on this Machane Ephraim. Again, that's a Chiddush Gadol in the Machane Ephraim, and then especially in the Magen Avraham also. But that he uses this Yerushalmi to explain how a poel might be different. A poel might be different. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this Machane Ephraim, and the Nesivis discusses it. Minchas Chinuch, we're going to look it up. It's a big discussion in Reish Tezayin in the Mitzvah Peah in Oz Zayin. Right, so he discusses it there. Bevadai goy afilu katzal l'sarach Yisrael. Mikol makom, he says, if he goy did it without being asked, so then it would be putter. But if it's davka poel, so then that would work. Right, but a goy cutting it separately would not work. The Minchas Chinuch says in this regard. Okay, says the Gemara. Masnisa. Now the Gemara on top. Masnisa. Now we're going on the next line of the Mishnah of listim. List them. If the bandits cut the field, masnisa bisha katsruha la abda. That's only if they cut it just to destroy it. They weren't doing it in order to, harvest the field to benefit la abda. The pay of Moshe she ibdo v'kilkulu masha katsru. Right? They ruined it. They were just mazikim. Aval im katsruha shalola abda chayeves. But if they were just harvesting it, not to ruin it, they were harvesting it to harvest it. They're harvesting to eat. So then they are chayeves. The chayiv and peah, and let's say they leave it there, then the balabayas would be obligated, right? The Pnei Moshe says, chayiv is the peah, but no sein habalabayas me'achatzi shekatzarhu. Right, the balabayas, if he doesn't have, then, it's not, he can't give from what he doesn't have. But he would have to give from what he has. The Mara Folda says, v'listim Yisrael Mairi. We're talking about Jewish listim. L'fichach lo nischayva biyado de gazlan. Aval katzur shaloli ibud nischayev biyada gazlan v'chayev mabayel mapeya shebishas kitzira lo niftura v'chazer apeyos lo umrin. If it's all was a Jewish kotzer, then he would be chayev. Why would there be a chayev? What it seems like he would be kona it. If the gazlan took it, the gazlan, he's a gazlan, did imamunis, but maybe he'd want to do the right thing regarding peya. That would be kona it. So he'd be kona it somehow, either through a shinui maisa. Right, that's a gazlan is kona by cutting it. Maybe others say yeush. Others say that it's not even a technical kinyan, but chiyav onsin per se. That enough is to make somebody chayav in peya. The difference of suggestions given here in terms of how the a mazik is not kona. There's a difference between a mazik and a gazlan in halacha. If somebody's mazik, that's not even called a ksira. That's the language of the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. If somebody just cuts the field to be ma'abe the tfua, lav ksira hu klal. It's not called a halacha ksira. But if a shalola abda is just to steal it, steal the tfua, so then that would be chayevis. And he also says, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, to balistim yisraelim airi. Unihi to balabayis lo kamachayev to ihu lo katsra. And even though the balabayis himself is not chayev on that grain, because he didn't cut it, v'kamakom listim atzman machayve. But still, the listim themselves are chayev in hu bepeya. Kivan shayde ksira zachu betvua. Since they were zocha to the tvua through the ksira. V'hashtanamik shenichum the balabayis. And let's say they ran away and they left it. Sarach lahafresh peya mina umrin, right? He has to give peya from the umrim, even though it's already cut, because it had a chiyuv of peya when it was cut. Good. Amar Avoshi, there's the kazav of kinyane gizela and gineva versus hezek is a big topic. There are differences in halacha, right? Sometimes kinyanim, even if you don't have in mind, you want to be kone something, sometimes halacha says, tough luck, you're kone it. A ganav or a gazla might not want to be kone something halachically, because right away there'll be a chiv of own sin, but sometimes we say, it's tough luck on you. Tough luck, you do something that creates a kinyan, so that would be enough to be able to be mechayev you. Let's continue. Amar Rav Oshia Barsimi Yafilu Tema Bishakatsura Shalola Abda Ptura. Rav Oshia says that even if they cut it not to be ma'abedit, they cut it normally, still Ptura. Why? Me'acher Shapea Nitanes Bimchubala Karka V'yein Karka Nigzal. There's a miman of Shachir. When says Rav Oshia, Peya, the Chir of Peya is only Bimchubala Karka, as it's cut. And karka is not nixalis. Big sugi in Mesechah Sukkah. Karka cannot be stolen. So therefore what? There's a miman of shach. When it's mechubar, it's still owned by the owner, and the owner didn't cut it. After it's cut, now it's owned by the gazlan, but it's talush. And you're only chayiv in payah by talush if you had a chayiv in mechubar. And here, for the gazlan's point of view, he didn't own it. He didn't have a chiyuv peah when it was mechubar. So miman of shach, Rav Oshia says, there's not going to be a chiyuv peah in this case. Again, because when it's attached, it belongs to the owner, and the owner didn't cut it, so he's not going to be chayiv in peah. And the gazlan is not going to be chayiv in peah because it only became his when, and called kitzir cha after he cut it. Right? But when it's still attached, it's not his sadeh, and therefore, it wouldn't work for the chiyuv of peah. Karka nixalis, karka inixalis is a big sugya. But this is the sugya of Avankari. I'll read the story. The Avankari in Lulav HaGazel, where Rav Huna says, Amalei Rav Huna, this is Daf Lamed in Mesech HaSukkah. Rav Huna says to the Avankari, Avankari are the merchants. Rashi says, they will go with Rashi's shot. Tagri kol davar leistakerbo. Right, merchants, Rashi says, Rav Huna says to the merchants, Ki zavnisu asame akum. When you buy the hadasim from the goyim, right, to use on sukkis, lo tigzizu atan. You shouldn't cut the hadasim yourself from the ground. El ligzizu inhu. Let the non-Jewish harvesters cut them, right, Rashi, hemi chatchum ina mechubar. Then they'll give it to you. My taima, why? Why would that be ghetto? Why shouldn't you cut it yourself? My taima. Stam ovdei kochavim gazli aratan inu. Stam fields of the goyim. They are stolen. And Rashi has the girsa gazli arata mi yisrael ninu. Right? Maybe this is a Jewishly owned field and the goy stole it and vakarka in exalus. But really, karka, until it's detached or it's anything connected to the karka, is not stolen. Not called stolen. Therefore, what's going to happen? If you cut it, you're going to be the gazlanim. And that's not going to work. You can't be the gazlanim. Hilkach ligzazuhu inhu. Let them cut it. Ki heche delehve yeish bailam biyadai. Who did who? Let them cut it. So then the bailam already had yeish. So then they'll cut it and then they'll be the ganavim. And then when they give it to you, that will be what's called yeish and shinui rishus. Vishini rishus biyadaihu. Says Rashi Klomar. Karkin in exalus ain a knuya lagazlan bishum yeish. Right? Just because a bailam had yeish, that you're not kona it. Yeish kedi, yeish by itself is not kone, just by the owner giving up. And therefore, the karka is not yours. Because really, karka is never stolen, it's always in the chazaka of the owner. Because you learn that out at the end of Baba Kama. But the second that the fruit is detached, it is stolen. Vatolsho, who goes low? And the one who detaches it is the one that steals it. Hilkach, lugzizu heiman ambachubar, v'yitznu lachem. So let them cut it, and then they'll give it to you. Shiuhena gazlanim, v'yatem lochim osamehem, and you'll buy it from them. V'abailam nisyashu kvar, miyakala peiris, the bailam ready at yeush, v'havi yeush, etzlam, v'yacharkachum mishtanem mishusim l'mishuschem. That's Rashi's pshat of the Gemara Tosas. There's a long Tosas here, discussion of this pshat. V'ksavar yeush, grey delokani, avol yeush v'shini mishus, kani. That is Yeish and Shini Rishus. Vinami Kani, and even if you want to say Yeish is Kone, Tos Rashi is off on the end, Mitzvah Baba Veira Have. Imatem Tachat Chum and Ambachubar. And even if Yeish would be enough, it's Mitzvah Baba Veira for you to cut it, and therefore you shouldn't cut it. But either way, the basis of this whole Gemara is Karka Eina Nigzalis. Big topic. The next Daf in Sukkah, also Daf Lamed Aleph, discusses this about using a stolen Sukkah. The Gemara tries to figure out, you know, how do you steal a Sukkah? If Sukkah is on the Karka, how do you steal it? You let somebody build a sukkah and then you don't let them go into their sukkah and use their sukkah. Is that really karka in an exelus? You know, why is that called karka? To be kone, the Maritz Chayes asks, to be kone karka, don't you need to do a maisa begufa karka? Right? So how do you steal a sukkah? Just being on top of the sukkah, is that good enough? So he says, maybe the fact that you're using it for a mitzvah already gives it chashivas. Right, the Maritz Chayes there in a sukkah, on Daf Lamed Aleph or so, the Maritz Chayes has that suggestion. He says, Yesh Lomar, he said, nearly led to Hamitzvah Nechsheves Maisa, Vahavi Kenene Begufa Shel Karka. Right, maybe it's the fact that you're using it as a mitzvah, you know, that itself could give it some type of chashivas. Okay, so that's in terms of karkein and exalus, again a big topic. Let us continue. Some of the achronim say maybe we're talking about katsi already, and then it doesn't really need the ground anymore. Maybe it's not called karka if it already is growing without the ground. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, we're up to the word mipnei. But if you look in the girsos, so this is going on the next line of the Mishnah, where it said, katsar chetzia v'katsar listim chetzia, right? A person, a cuts half, and the listim cut the other half. So in that case, there's a ptur. Why? Mipnei. So what are the options for him to do? He already cut his half, and now the listim cut the other half. So why doesn't he have to take off half from the stuff that he still has? No. Because mipnei shehu mafrish minha, the Gemara says, minha kama ala kama. You could give payah from standing grain, for standing grain. Umin hakama ala katsir. And from standing grain on already harvested. I mean, that's the usual case. I cut a lot of the field and I leave standing grain for payah. So it's the standing grain that covers what's cut already. But ve'eno mafrish, but I don't give payah min hakatsir. I never give payah from something that's harvested already for if there's still kama left, if there's still standing grain left. Lo ala katsir, v'lo ala kama. Right? You never give payah from detached, grain already, or kinios, or fruit. Right, if there's still fruit and grain standing in the field, that never happens. So here, you cut half, and that's all you have. So you want to take payah, and the other payah was already designated as going to be in the second half of the field. But now somebody else cut that field. Okay, nothing you can do about it. Your potter, it does not affect you. It doesn't affect you, and it can't affect you. Right, that's if cuts are chetzia, and then they did the other half, totally potter. Pa'amim shumafresh b'na katsir alakama. There is a case, though, the Gemara says, that you can take payah and give from detached to cover on what is still attached. When is that? We just said that it never happens. We just said that whatever's left standing is going to be the payah. So when would you ever have a case where you already harvested something, you already cut something, and that could be the payah for what's still standing? You still have standing crop? Hey, Chavida, what is that case? Kila es sadehu. What if you harvested your entire field? Vishir bakadei payah. You have exactly enough payah left, 1/60. You have 1/60 left, which is the shear that the Rabbanan said that one should give. Then what you do? You cut a little more. You weren't supposed to cut anything else. You cut a little more. Kivan shekatz ar shibolas harishona. If you cut a little bit more of what you've already designated as payah, that, the chiddush is, that undermines your payah. So now all of a sudden you don't have payah in the kama anymore. So what happens? Now the halacha switches, as we heard a little before. If you don't have from the kama, you take from the talush. So now the second that you cut the first stalk in the 1/60 that's left, so now the chiv of payah is gone from there because you don't have enough to give. So therefore now you have to give min hatalush. So chazra payah le'umrin. In that case, the chiv of payah will be from the bundles that have already been cut, mafrish mina katsir. And it comes out that you'll be mafrish from what has already been cut. That is one case. A similar case, velo sof davar shekila sadeh, not only that case, where you harvested your whole field, and you only left 1/60, the amount, and then you cut a drop into the 1/60, but a similar case. Ela afilu sof davar, ela afilu bishakatsar, even if you didn't cut your whole field, you cut a bunch of the field, v'amar, and then you said, mikan ve'elach ani mafrish peyah. You didn't leave 1/60, but you said, everything that's left in my field now is going to be payah. Same idea, that whatever's still standing is payah, and then you start cutting it. Then you start cutting it inappropriately. Kiva chakatsa shibolas harishona. So again, once you start cutting the first stalk, in that situation, chazra payah la'umrin, payah will be chazra to the umrin, the bundles, and mafrish menakatsir ala kama. So then you would be able to, that would be a situation, you'd be mafrish menakatsir. Why? Because now your chiv of payah has disappeared, you're not your chiv, your chalos of payah. The status of payah has disappeared from the standing grain, and therefore you would take it from the bundles. It's ki'ilu, you don't have standing grain anymore. Because it's not enough to give the payah. Shlomo Zalman has the suffix. Shlomo Zalman has the suffix here. V'yesh lo ayein in this situation where you left enough payah. Right, let's the first case that the Gemara quoted. You had 1/60, and then you started cutting into the 1/60. Yesh lo ayein b'shir shibolas achrona shemivurar kfar vaday shi shalaniim. If you start cutting into the payah and you leave something still standing, lachora, that's still shelaniim. Why? Shaharim yil katena avar lo sachala, because you'll violate like lo sachala if you cut your entire field. V'chein mi derabanan le'inyun shir echa mishishim. Right, based on the implication of this Gemara. You left 160, then you cut a little bit, that's a violation. That iser of lo sechala, of cutting your whole field, because now you've just ruined the peah that's left. Im kein, ein sarach likro shem peah al zeh. Kivan shem mevuor shehu shalaniyim. Whatever's left, we spoke about this a couple weeks ago, does peah need kriya shem? Do you have to designate? Right, so if you have a lot left and you don't know what's going to be the payah, so then for sure you should designate. But what if you only have the amount of payah left? You only have a drop left. So do you have to designate in that case, or is it automatic? So he says maybe you would not have to give designate. Kiva shemavur shu shalaniim ach afal pikein mashba shabayla mechuyavim likroshem ve'ein ze shalaniim ashikroshem. But he says the impression that you get is that you have to be Koreshem. I think we read a Tosefta and a Taras Kohanim that was quoted by the Torah Zroim a couple of weeks ago. We brought on the last page of the Torah Zroim in Peah. But he says, Ela Shemusbukani, I'm not sure if at this stage, when it's one little bit left, could you be Mafgirit, could you be Makdashit? Is it really Shelaniyim already? Is it stealing from the Aniyim before I designate it as Peah? It's gonna be the payah, but it's not designated yet. So is that gezel aniyim yet? He says that I'm not sure about. Is that like? He said, is that like ololos or little grapes that fall down? That automatically is it's, you don't have to like decide. You know that's exactly what olos is, and you have to leave that for the aniyim. He says payah lav dafka shim yaver. What if I violated payah and I cut the whole field? Then it'll switch to the bundles. All of those doesn't switch. These single grapes are for the aniyim. So maybe that's automatically for sure for the aniyim, but the payah is less automatic in that case. He has that savik. So he's not sure that would be allowed, but that's his question. Again, the root of the issue is when does the payah become shalaniyim? When does the balabayas lose the power to do anything? With the produce, right? Nafkamino, if an ashir comes, if someone else comes who's not supposed to take peah, and he takes the peah, at what stage is it gezel aniyim or stam gezel from the other person, from the balabayas? If it wasn't designated yet, this peah, is that called gezel aniyim yet or not? So there's some achronim say that there's a double. There's a gezel aniyim for anybody else, and there's a separate iser for the balabayas. Okay, so that's in terms of a possibility of taking a peah from umrin for kama. Okay, we continue. Katzar chatzah umachar chatzia v'chulu. The next case of the Mishnah. If somebody harvested half their field and then sold half their field, the Mishnah said that the lokeach has a chiyuv to give the peah, because there's already a chiyuv of peah, so the buyer has to give peah for the whole field, because ki'ilu, that part wasn't sold. He asked the Gemara, what happens if the mocher himself is an ani? So you learned the mocher ani cannot take peah, even if this is his only field, he can't take peah from his own field. But here he sold the field, again he cut half, he sold the other half, so now the buyer has to give peah to cover the whole field. Could the seller, who's an ani, take that peah? Because now it's not really his field anymore. But it's covering for the half that he cut. So hamocher, maushi yiska bepeah, shi materis es umrin. Can he take from the peah that's being matan the umrin? So nishma menada. So the Gemara says, well, is it similar to the following case? There's a Mishnah later on Daf Mem Zayin, where the Mishnah says in the Reisha that a person could accept a field, if a person accepts a field but kablonis, he's a type of sharecropper, that it's usher for him to take the matnas aniyim. He's working in the field, so he can't take the peah, because the sharecropper is a semi-owner, and therefore he cannot take the peah from the field. The lekashik of the peah. And then the Mishnah says, Amar Bihuda, Emasai, when do I say this that he cannot take it? Bizmacha kiblo mimena lamechzel shushlar via. If he's supposed to get a portion of the profits, he's supposed to get a half, a third, a quarter. But, if the Gemara here does not quote the next line of the Mishnah, which is what's important, and the Shinin Nischosa quotes it, Avalam Amarlo Shlish Mashat HaKotzer Shelcha, but if what the Balabai says to him is that a third of what you cut is yours, Mutter B'lekat Shekhav HaPeya. That's Mutter B'lekat Shekhav HaPeya. Va'asr ma'aser ani. Not for now. Why? So what's the difference between the Reish and the Seifa? Why did it say that if he says, I'm going to take a half, a third, a quarter of the profits, then I'm not allowed to take the Lekha Shikhan Peya? But the Mishnah says if the agreement is, you're going to take a third of what you harvest, it's because the understanding is as follows. Ma b'no l'kad mesa. What's the difference between the first and second case? Ella, this is how we understand the deal. L'kisha tiksar shlish tiyei shalcha. When you harvest, a third will be yours. So it doesn't belong to the sharecropper until it's already harvested. Until after it's harvested. So if it already is after it's harvested, so that's similar to our case. The sharecropper is working in a field and he's going to be able to take the lechet shechav peah because it's technically not his. So Amar Rabbi Bun Bar Chia, Hada Amar, isn't that similar to our case? Right? The seller sold the field, it's not really his anymore, and there's gonna be Lekhat Shikhan Peah, so he should be able to take the Lekhat Shikhan Peah too. Shamocher Zachave Peah, Shima Teresa Umrin. Right? In both cases, right, let's say Reuven is being Mafrish Peah for Shimon's field, and he could still take the Peah, since it's not his. Right? The Mocher could take the Peah, from the Lokeach, and the sharecropper could take the payah from the owner. Aren't those similar? So the Gemara answers, no, Amar Rabbi Yossi, there's a big difference. Taman lo neskayva sadei abrushuso. By the sharecropper, the field was never his. It was never his. It only is only shaychus to the ownership of this is after it's cut. So then you can say he can take the payah. Bramhacha neskayva sadei abrushuso. But here the seller, it was the seller's field. And now he sold it, but it was the chiv of payah was already when he cut it. You know what that's more similar to? Ilu katzar chatzi sadeu umacher macha katzar. Right, that mishnah is similar to this case. If somebody harvests half their field, sells that half of the field that they cut. Halokeach mutter b'lechat shech v'peah. The buyer would be able to take the lechat shech v'peah. The yoas, and that would be an appropriate comparison. Because there, the buyer really is totally not connected to it until after everything is done. Right, so that's similar to the sharecropper that's only going to have a connection to it after it's harvested. So therefore, that is not a good comparison to our case, so we don't answer that question of whether a mocher ani would be able to take his payah. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Next time, we'll continue with the last amud here in the second paragraph.